with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Well, I got to tell you, I love it. I love it when I read about good science, good research, promoting natural remedies for devastating diseases. Compounds in cinnamon really do offer hope for millions of Alzheimer's patients. You know, of all the problems that come along with aging, the loss of mental function and just your cognition is really often the most feared, and obviously for good reason. And so the good news is that there are compounds in cinnamon, based on some new research, that may actually offer hope as a future prevention and treatment strategy for Alzheimer's disease. And I'm going to talk about that research right now. So this was from Dr. Donald J. Graves from the University of California, and I think it was Santa Barbara. And he published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And he describes in his research how compounds in cinnamon reduce the aggregation of a specific type of protein called tau protein. And I'm going to discuss the difference between the amyloid protein and the tau protein in a moment. But what he described is that cinnamon in the brain, and when given to the brains of men and women with Alzheimer's disease, was able to decrease the amount of that tau protein aggregation. And so let me explain to you what the two different types of protein deposits that we find in Alzheimer brain patients. The first one, I think, is what most people are familiar with. It's known as the beta amyloid or the amyloid beta plaques. Those are the classic ones. They're called senile plaques. They were first discovered by Dr. Alzheimer's. And, you know, he was an interesting doctor. Back then, in those days, doctors did their own autopsies, and he noticed that more and more of his patients towards the end of their lives were kind of losing their memory, their thought process, what we call cognition. So he started doing autopsies, comparing his patients that did not show those signs versus those that did. And what he found in the brain of those patients with those cognitive issues were these plaques. And those plaques, we now know, are that classic amyloid beta or beta amyloid. It doesn't matter which way you say it, plaque. They disrupt how nerve brain cells connect together, and that's really important in the brain. One brain cell connects to another brain cell, and it forms these brain cells form these pathways, these highways of information, and those connections really are what drive thought process, memory, and recall. So when you now put a big roadblock up in those highways, which are these plaques, you're disrupting how one brain cell can communicate with the other, and that's going to affect cognition, memory, and recall. And that's what you see in Alzheimer's patients. And it's pretty simple. Dr. Alzheimer's noted this, and we've confirmed this today, that the more amyloid beta plaque, the worse the symptoms. Well, recent research has shown that there's another abnormal protein involved in Alzheimer's brain patients, and Alzheimer's patients' brain. I keep flipping it for some reason. I don't know, my dyslexia kicking in. Alzheimer's patients' brains. There, I got it right that time. There's another one called tau protein. Well, tau protein is very important to the way a brain cell structures itself. And when there's a lot of oxidative stress in the brain, those tau proteins can kind of aggregate in the same way that the beta amyloid proteins do. And it disrupts the structure of the brain cell. That's not good, because the brain cell structure is so intimately tied into how it functions. So now what we've discovered is two abnormal toxic proteins in a sense in the brains of Alzheimer patients. We have the beta amyloid, which is the classic, blocking those highways, right, those connections. Okay, and then we now have the tau proteins, which are destroying the brain cell structure. So you kind of have a double whammy here. You have the brain cell structure going down along with all those highways, right? That's not good. Now, the cinnamon seems to affect mostly the tau proteins. However, I do think it can have an effect on the beta amyloid. We just don't have that research yet. So what Dr. Graves noted is that there are compounds in cinnamon. They're called cinnamaldehydes. Cinnaldehydes. There you go. These are the compounds in cinnamon that will prevent the oxidation of the tau protein, decreasing the aggregation, preserving the brain cell structure. So this is exciting news because you're talking about something as simple as compounds in cinnamon crossing into the brain, lowering oxidative stress, and preserving brain cell structure. The end result could be decrease in symptoms, improve cognition, improve memory, and of course, improve recall. This is great stuff because this is safe and effective, right? You're talking about cinnamon, a natural compound. The body likes cinnamon. Cinnamon is good for sugar levels. We've been suggesting that for how long for people with diabetes without any problem. So we know cinnamon is safe, and now we have another pretty exciting, benefit from cinnamon in helping people with Alzheimer's disease. One thing about cinnamon, though, if you're going to do a cinnamon extract, which you want to do, because raw cinnamon, although that's great in cooking, has some oils that can destroy those compounds that are giving us the benefit. So you want to do a water-based cinnamon extract. You don't want to do a whole-based extract that has the water compounds and the oils, because the oils disrupt the benefit. So we take the oils out and we give you just the water compounds. Those are the ones that are good for sugar and for reducing the tau protein aggregates in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. So make sure it is a water-based extract. That's going to work best. Now, so this got me thinking, well, what are some of the latest theories out there? Are there anything else new in the world of Alzheimer's research? And there's a lot of interesting theories and treatments that are coming from these theories. I'm going to share some of them with you. Some recent research is showing that this could also be, Alzheimer's disease could be linked to infections in the brain. There's a very specific type of bacteria called a spirochete. And this bacteria likes to clump together, and in the same way that the amyloid beta clumps together, in the same way that the tau proteins clump together, where the spirochete infection gets into the brain and they form in those clumps that disrupts those brain cell connections and can also disrupt the brain cell structure. As a matter of fact, one study showed that Alzheimer's patients had up to 90% of them, 90% of the Alzheimer's patients in the study had spirochetes in their brain. I mean, that's a lot compared to the healthy population, which is around 2-3% of healthy people have the spirochete. So that's one interesting theory. So maybe, antibiotics can play a role in Alzheimer's treatment. Another interesting one had to do with iron. You know, excess iron is very oxidative in the body, and studies are showing that when there's a lot of iron in the brain, that also, just like those tau protein aggregates and deposits, can disrupt and destroy, I should say, the brain cell structure, leading to dysfunction. So there's now some research looking into iron chelation. So maybe a combination of treating the spirochetes and iron chelation may help with symptoms in Alzheimer's disease. And of course, the last big area of research, and this is important, you know, Life Extension Foundation is spending a lot of time here, and is that's in the inflammation that occurs in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. In particular, there's a very, very strong inflammatory protein called TNF-alpha. And there's a drug out there that is a TNF-alpha inhibitor called Enbrel. It's normally used for rheumatoid arthritis. So there's studies looking at using that drug to bring down TNF-alpha, bring down the inflammation. And the results in these small pilot studies are pretty impressive. People are having symptom relief, 20, 30, 40% relief of symptoms almost immediately with Enbrel and bringing down TNF-alpha. So cinnamon, right? Treat those spirochetes, get the iron out of there, and consider reducing inflammation. All of this can come together to treat Alzheimer's disease. This is Healthy Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.